Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek morning prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. To bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. And always, I like to remind you at this time the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take in three deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Inflate the lungs and breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of the Spirit. Hold. Take our second deep breath in. Let us bring our attention into our heart space, into the cave, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional to be present consciously as we commune with the source of all that is, ground of being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning, I'd like to share Psalm 120, some Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. In my distress, I cry to you, that you may come quickly to comfort me. Be strong in me, that I might face the darkness, the despair that rises up from the depths. I am bowed down with remorse for my inappropriate choices. Forgive me, O healer, for all my betrayals of others and to my own soul. Forgive me, O healer. Bless my tears that flow like a stream running to meet the living waters of your love. Too long have I lived by my ego, my desires blinding me to your love. I yearn to live in peace. Come quickly. Strengthen me as I face the illusions within. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Thou who art the divine healer that forgives all, that renews all, that strengthens all. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering and letting go the sense of separation, the belief in duality, and the erroneous ideas and falsehoods that we have accepted as true about ourselves. In this moment, we come in the awareness, that we are sons and daughters of the Most and the Innermost God. That you have loved us with a love that is from everlasting to everlasting. That there is nothing we can do or say that can change the love that you have for us. It is written that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor the heart of man perceiveth the good things that are prepared for those that love. So let us open up our consciousness to the remembrance that we are both loved by you and we are here to love as you. That love is the meaning and the reason for our existence. That love truly is what makes the world go round. So let us release any ideas, any beliefs, any feelings that contradict this truth. Our teacher said that we were to love you with all our heart, mind, and soul, and that we were to love each other and ourselves. In this world of illusions, we have forgotten. We have forgotten that love is the core of our being, that love is our essence and our reason for being. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Let us learn to love ourselves more deeply, and in doing so, know that we are loving your spirit that is within us. For it is not outside of us, but it is within us. Our teacher said it's not low here or low there, but the kingdom of God, that which you are and where you always are, is within. Let us come back to the remembrance that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is health, is wholeness, is perfect and right expression. Right here, right now. Whatever falsehoods or erroneous beliefs we have clung to, let us release and remember that we are children of the highest God. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God. As we know this truth for ourselves, when we know this truth for all people. May we recognize that they too, irrespective of how they may be showing up, are expressions of your life. And even if their beliefs are contrary to ours, or their behaviors is something that disgusts us, let us remember that they too are expressions of love, even if they have forgotten and expressing that which is contrary. Let us be able to hold love in our hearts for them and express love towards them. For everything that is happening in this world, for all the harmful things that man is doing to his fellow man and to this beautiful planet, may we have the courage to do our part to make a difference, to be the change. We hold in our hearts all those that are in need of a healing at this time, be it physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. We know that it's your spirit within that doeth the work. So we release and surrender to them, to you now, knowing that yours is the deathless self-existence life that resides in every cell, tissue, part, and particle of their being. So we speak this word for their health and their wholeness. And we ask that those who govern us, that you touch their hearts, that they may govern us with wisdom and recognize that we are one kind, humankind. For your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as you repeat silently to yourself our prayer of intention. I am the light of God. within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal, unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. God bless.
Please hold the line.
Hmm.